With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Donald Trump has avoided jail and fines with a sentence in his New York criminal case. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The way has been cleared for Trump to return to the White House this month without the threat of time behind bars or probation. A judge here in New York sentenced the president-elect on his conviction of 34 felony counts for falsifying business records. No penalties were handed down, but Trump now wears the label of convicted felon. Writing on social media, he called the sentencing hearing a despicable charade and said his legal team would appeal. Outside the criminal court building, Greg Clugston, New York.
Also at SRNNews.com, as Americans continue to lift up in prayers for the hundreds of thousands of California wildfire victims, the newly reelected Speaker of the House says Congress would be wise to also turn to God. On the Salem Media Group news program This Week on the Hill with Tony Perkins, Speaker Mike Johnson of Louisiana says lawmakers would benefit from praying for guidance.
Some people say that's a controversial notion. It's really not. That is the history of our nation. In times of great challenge, our previous generations of leaders, certainly the founders of this country, went to their knees in prayer. They sought God's guidance. They knew that the problems and the challenges were greater than they themselves, and they needed a higher authority, and they needed guidance that makes us one nation under God and a nation that God has so blessed.
Speaker Johnson's complete interview will be broadcast on This Week on the Hill on radio stations nationwide this weekend, and also starting at 10 a.m. Eastern this Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Hiring picking up in December as employers added 256,000 jobs. The Labor Department reports the unemployment rate dropped to 4.1% from 4.2% in November. This is SRN News. A Georgia church pays a bunch of bills.
And those bills actually belong to other people. The congregation of Peavine Baptist Church in Rock Springs, Georgia, partnered with the nonprofit Undo Medical Debt to pay the doctor's bills of thousands of state residents, nearly $6 million in all. Other churches across the country have teamed up with UMD to accomplish similar things. Medical debts are the leading cause of all personal bankruptcies in the United States. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The search for the next Archbishop of Canterbury has begun following the resignation of Dr. Justin Welby. The selection process starts with the Crown Nominations Commission. It will forward the name of its preferred candidate to Prime Minister Keir Starmer, who will confirm that the individual is willing to serve before submitting the nominee's name to King Charles for his approval. The whole process may take until the fall. This is SRN News. New Mexico's top prosecutor suing Western New Mexico University's regents and outgoing president. State Attorney General Raul Torres is seeking to undo a lucrative severance package that includes a nearly $2 million payout approved in the wake of a scathing report that detailed wasteful spending and lax financial oversight at the university. Not every innovation at this year's Consumer Electronics Show earns raves.
Elizabeth Chamberlain with e-commerce site iFixit says there are products like Bosch's Revel high-tech crib that can help monitor vital signs and send it to the cloud.
That's a risk for privacy.
Then there's the $2,200 ultra-human rare luxury smart ring. Its battery only lasts 500 charges. LG's AI refrigerator with ThinkQ was named worst product overall. Features include a screen and internet connection. I'm Ed Donahue.
More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.